All right, if you enjoyed that so far, say amen.
Amen.
I have been told several times that when I'm preaching, I have a lot of the same expressions and character movements that my father does. So if you would, point those out to me so I can never do those again. I'm just kidding. I actually would give anything in the entire world. Wow, that's not in my notes. I would give anything. To be just like my dad. We've been here for almost 9 years, and he's only missed 2 Sundays other than vacation time in 9 years that we've been here. I want to be just like that. Take your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, it says, Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that ye may obtain. The title of my message is Get With It. In our country, especially right now, we need some people to get with it. I mean, we need people to surrender, to serve the Lord, to give it their all, to get with it with the Lord. In this verse, Paul's saying, why would you run a race and not give it your all? Why would you run a race at all to win a prize? And who doesn't want to win a prize? So in order to win that prize, you have to get with it. You have to prepare. You have to train physically and mentally just to get this prize. And when you run, only one person gets the prize, the grand prize, and that's first place. And then once you, the first place winner becomes a champion. And a champion, like we say in the South, ain't no slouch. He gets with it so he can get the prize. In fact, in the Olympics, they train for years just to win a gold medal and to say that their country has won something. Apply this race in Christian life. The starting line is when you get saved. And then the race is life after. Trying to live for the Lord, trying to win other souls for Christ, and just trying to improve in your Christian walk. The finish line is when you get to heaven, and the grand prize is for the Lord to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. First, I'm going to tell you why you should get with it, and then I'm going to tell you what happens when you get with it. Let's pray. Lord, I want to thank you for such a wonderful thing you give me, Lord. I pray that you just be with the one that comes up after me. I pray that you give him the words that he needs, Lord. I pray that you just be with me and help me not to be nervous. I pray that you give us a good rest of the day. And I pray, amen. There are several reasons why we need to get with it, but we'd be here all night, so I chose three. Number one, the people need it. Take your Bibles to Mark 16, 15. It says, and he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I have used this, I think, in just about every one of my sermons because I think it is very, very important. People are dying and going to hell, and their only hope is at home on Thursday nights, sitting on the couch, watching TV. Or maybe you have to work on Thursday nights and you're at work. But I believe, really, if some of you people wanted to get off for Thursday night soul winning, I believe you really could. I really believe you could. And if you absolutely can't, there are plenty of opportunities throughout the week to go soul winning. The right out your front door. Your neighbor's house is number one. Right out the front door. I remember when we were at West Coast, we were on our way to a teen session, and we couldn't sit in there for the whole session because there was a lot of people, but the couple seconds that I was in there, the guy who was talking, he said, is there anybody in here who doesn't believe that they should obey God? Raise your hand. And nobody raised their hands. I mean, nobody would want to disobey God. I did say that right. Nobody wants to disobey God. And he looked at his teenagers and the ones in the room, and he said, then why aren't you soul winning? In Mark 16, 15, it clearly says, go ye. And y'all say that you don't want to disobey God, and you're just sitting here doing nothing. We need people to get with it who will get out and go soul winning. excuse me, I just lost my train of thought. I think this applies to adults also. Adults are not exempt from this at all. Even though that was a teen session and I was just referring to the teens right there, this applies to adults 100% just as much as it applies to the teenagers. Because the adults, they should be the ones setting the example for us teenagers, not vice versa. So the people need it. Number two, your family needs it. Your family probably are the closest to you, and it would be a shame if you were the only person who could tell them about salvation and you didn't. And they went to hell and they burned in the lake of fire and screamed, why? All you had to do was take a few minutes and just give them the gospel. And then you say to yourself, then there's regret. And at that point, there's nothing you can do about it. You had your chance several times. And when they pass away, and you think to yourself, why didn't I take a few minutes to tell them? I'm telling you, it would have made a world of difference. Number three, your friends need it. This is probably harder than family because you've got to stop living like your friends. You've got to stop talking like your friends. You've got to stop walking like your friends and all that different stuff like your friends before you can convince them that they need to be saved, because they're going to look at you and think, well, you're the same as me. Why would I need to say a prayer just to get to heaven? If you say you go to heaven, you're the same as me. So I think I can go to heaven and we're the same. Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody at all. But it matters and it's worth it. And more sweeter by taking more friends to heaven with you when you go. And then that was the three of why you should get with it. And then here's three of what happens when you get with it. Number one, you become clean. You get right with God. You get right with others. You stop listening to that filthy music. And you start becoming stronger in your walk with the Lord. And depending on if you were on drugs or anything like that before, when you become physically clean, and you might get a little healthier once you become physically clean, but that's part of it. Number two, you become concentrated. You become clean, then you become concentrated. Once you become clean, you get concentrated. You become focused on your Bible reading. You become focused on the preaching. You become focused on soul winning. You become focused on work, life, and your Christian walk with the Lord can get stronger. So you become clean, and you become concentrated, and then number three, you become connected. You become connected once you get concentrated. You are open to others. You're open to family. You are open to the preacher. You're open. You're attentive. You're listening. You're getting stuff out of it. You are connected. And so you become connected with the Lord, and you build your relationship and become stronger with the Lord in his walk. So you become concentrated. You become clean, concentrated, and connected. I'm going to tell you a little story, and then I'm done. In 1998, the Olympics were in Seoul, Korea. The competitors were ready. Some of them you might know, like Carl Lewis and Joe DeLoach, I believe is how you say it. Joe was a born-again Christian who got saved at the age of 12, and he trained with effort so he could run in an Olympic race and win a gold medal. And in the 1998 Olympics, he did just that. The medal was for a 200-meter race, which, of course, they're Olympians. They ran it in 19.75 seconds to run 200 meters. And he won. Why? Because he got with it. I mean, he got with it physically, but we have to get with it mentally. And then Carl Lewis, on the other hand, had won 8 gold medals and 1 silver, where Joe hadn't even won a single one yet in 1988. He received the silver medal in 1988 when he was beaten by 0.04 seconds, and the runner that beat him was Joe. He got with it, all for people to say, good job. He got with it, and he won the medal because he trained, and he became physically fit and different things like that, and also probably the Lord was in that, probably, because he was a born-again Christian. Now, when you run the Christian race, and you get to the finish line, the throne of God, will he say, congratulations, my champion. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have won the grand prize. Or will he say, I'm sorry, you were disqualified. I know that I would not want to be disqualified from the Christian race. We need to get with it. Lord, I want to thank you for such a wonderful day that you've given me, Lord. Pray that you just be with those that come up after me. Pray that you give them the words they need. Pray that you just be with us as we go about our day today. In your name I pray. Amen.